campuses in that program. About two-thirds of the student Farm D student body are female. About 75% of the students come in with a bachelor's degree before, although that is not a requirement, unlike dentistry and medicine. And our main feeders are UIC and UIUC. This is a map of Illinois that shows a distribution of our alumni. And the last time, actually, and it's been some time, this was actually analyzed, we provide about one-third of the pharmacists for the state of Illinois. But you can sort of see that although there was a broad disbursement throughout the state, most of our alums are clustered around Chicago and the collar counties. This slide shows a pie graph of our entire student body, and as I mentioned before, our largest group is the PharmD students, which is shown by the blue slice. But we do have four separate graduate programs, which culminates in the PhD. We also have a couple terminal master's degree, one in pharmacy administration, and also one in forensic sciences. Those students generally get their master's and work in police crime labs. We also have some post-PharmD and post-PhD fellowships and residencies. Now this is a picture of the outside of the entryway of the new facility at the Rockford site. And this houses our College of Pharmacy programs there, and also parts of the College of Medicine. We entered our first class of 40 students, and we were planning to take between 40 and 50 students at that site. They began in the fall of 2010. We should be considered, although we have two sites, one college, one faculty, one student body, one accreditation. And the way we deliver education is by state-of-the-art distance technology, so that lectures are given, for example, in Chicago and received in Rockford, or vice versa. They're given in Rockford and received in Chicago. The College of Medicine in Rockford has a nationally recognized program dedicated to rural medicine, and it's called RMED. And so we stole their idea and have a parallel program with their help, and appropriately called it R-Farm. The intent of this program is to recruit students from small towns in Illinois, go to our College of Pharmacy, and hopefully they'll return to practice pharmacy in small towns in Illinois, where it was really about the only shortage left of pharmacists is in rural areas. We have formal articulation agreements for automatic entry in either the Rockford site or the Chicago site with the Urbana campus, and also with Northern Illinois and Western Illinois University. There's a number of things that we're quite well known for, but one is our research mission. And through strategic planning, we've identified a number of scientific areas in which we're good at and which we want to put resources into. Those are listed on the left-hand portion. In disease-specific areas, which are listed on the right-hand portion. We are, I think, quite well known for our efforts in drug and target discovery, either through synthetic chemistry or from natural products, historically from plants, but now we have a couple faculty that do marine biology and dive into Lake Michigan and collect samples. We're probably most known for that area, frankly, and it's just like the movies. We have faculty that go to the rainforest and stay there and collect plants and bring them back, and then we try to find drugs from them. We put a lot of resources into our translational human research efforts, including the area of pharmacogenomics and the genetic basis of drug metabolism. I think Dr. Garcia might have mentioned one of the programs that we're involved in the hospital yesterday. We have a group of faculty that devote themselves to outcomes research, which includes pharmacoeconomics, comparative effectiveness, drug safety, rational prescribing, and they're quite successful. And then last, we have a group of scientists and faculty who are devoted to research in drug delivery, in other words, getting the drug to the target, to the right place. And the disease-specific areas are listed there: oncology, infectious disease, neurologic diseases, including Alzheimer's, and women's health. Now, just one slide in terms of our most recent official ranking. This is a slide that ranks of the 125 total colleges of pharmacy in the country.